You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, we'll look at the history of the Haas avocado and learn about the Wisconsin native who invented it. First, members of a state ethics panel have opted not to prosecute or impose penalties against a state lawmaker who had been accused of using his legislative social media accounts to promote his business, even though the panel found, quote, reasonable suspicion, end quote, that state ethics rules had been broken. Our next guest is an investigative reporter. He brought this social media activity to the attention of the broader public, as well as the Ethics Commission. Keegan Kyle is an investigative reporter at USA Today Network Wisconsin. He's here now with the details. Keegan, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Let's start with the social media postings of State Representative Bob Culp. What was he posting that got someone concerned?
So in October last year, we documented that Representative Culp had, over the previous 2 years, routinely posted about his roofing business in Stratford, Wisconsin, on his legislative social media accounts, his Twitter account and his Facebook account. And some of these posts would often mix kind of his state representative job with kind of his roofing business and talk both about his roofing work as well as his, you know, state work as representative. Other posts were solely about his work in roofing, and so it raised questions about whether he was violating a state law that prohibits legislators from using state resources for personal advantage.
How did this first come to your attention, Keegan?
As part of my job as a reporter, I monitor a lot of social media activity by state legislators throughout Wisconsin. So I'd seen a few of these posts from Representative Culp, and then I got interested in learning more about his past activities, so I investigated what he had posted on his accounts over the previous 2 years.
And then what are the general do's and don'ts of social media use for state lawmakers? For them, for a lot of them, it might be new territory operating an official social media account.
Sure. There aren't specific state laws about social media. The state assembly does have guidelines that tell people to avoid using social media for mixed purposes, so mixing their legislative work with their private affairs, or they tell legislators to avoid posting business content about their own private businesses. You know, Representative Culp isn't the only state legislator who has a job outside of his legislative job, and some legislators say that's a very good thing about legislators, that they can bring their private sector experience to the votes that they make on behalf of their constituents. But there aren't very clear guidelines, which is one reason I was very interested in writing about Representative Culp, because it was unclear under state law whether what he was doing was okay or not.
And how did this end up with the Wisconsin Ethics Commission?
One of our readers read our article and submitted a formal complaint to the State Ethics Commission about his activities, seeking a formal opinion on whether what he had been doing on social media is appropriate or not under state law.
And what has Representative Culp said about the posts and the complaints about them?
Well, back in October when he first reported on the posts, he had defended them as part of being a transparent state legislator. And he said he certainly wasn't trying to promote his business, and he denied that his activities were in any way being considered a sort of marketing or that his business was benefiting from his legislative activities. This past month, in December, the State Ethics Commission ruled that there was reasonable suspicion that his social media activities were violating state law. And in response to that, Representative Culp told me that he recognized the warning to stop doing that, and he has since tried to draw a clearer line between his legislative office social media accounts and his personal accounts.
Talking to Keegan Kyle from USA Today Network Wisconsin about ethics laws, social media, and state lawmakers after a complaint against one particular state lawmaker who shared images from his private business on his public. His government basically linked social media account. And Keegan, the Wisconsin Ethics Commission, it's a fairly new entity after the Government Accountability Board was split up. Have we seen many cases involving Assembly or Senate ethics come before this new Ethics Commission?
We don't know too much. A lot about how the Ethics Commission handles complaints from people across the state is secret under state law. The Ethics Commission isn't allowed to talk about complaints until they are resolved. And even in some cases, after they are resolved, the Ethics Commission can provide no records or no information about any complaints. The only reason that we were able to report on this complaint and we learned of the result of this complaint is because that reader volunteered records that they had received from the Ethics Commission that verified what had been decided against Representative Culp. So as an example, I went to the Ethics Commission and asked for the same records that the reader provided me, and the Ethics Commission said they were not allowed under state law to provide anything related to this complaint.
Are there concerns from reporters and open government groups about that, about not having enough access to the proceedings of this Ethics Commission?
Sure. There's been a lot of debate about that in the past, preceding the current Ethics Commission, but under the Government Accountability Board. The argument has historically boiled down to, if you release a lot of information about complaints and who submits them, that you are potentially deterring people from filing complaints in the first place. On the contrast, you know, open records advocates and freedom of government advocates have often said that by releasing complaints, you are shedding light on what is happening in government, and you might otherwise be missing things that are behind closed doors.
Now, there's a warning here, as you mentioned, from the Ethics Commission, no other punishment or fines or anything. Have you talked to the reader who filed that complaint about whether they are satisfied with that outcome?
Yes, they are satisfied. When they initially filed the complaint, they thought that nothing would happen because it was a complaint about social media, and they were skeptical, I guess, about whether the Ethics Commission would really come down with any type of scrutiny. But they were satisfied that a warning was issued, and they agreed that, you know, a legislator should receive a warning before they receive some more harsh punishment.
Now, people looking at this might say this is not a real egregious instance of government misconduct here, maybe just a misused social media account. Why is it important for reporters, investigative reporters, to be watchdogs for what our lawmakers are doing on social media?
Well, I think one reason I wanted to research this and explore it from a legal standpoint is because social media is a very new realm of how legislators are trying to connect with their constituents across the state, how they're trying to advocate their views, both their private views and their public views. So I wanted to look at this case as a test of not only what Representative Culp is doing, but what are the standards that are being applied to other legislators throughout the state house.
We'll leave it there for now. Keegan, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thanks so much.
That's Keegan Kyle, investigative reporter for USA Today Network Wisconsin, joined us to talk about a state ethics warning issued against a state lawmaker for the tweets that appeared to promote a personal business and wider issues of ethics and accountability.